This episode of Stick Like Glue Radio is brought to you by Jim Palmer's Create Your Dream Business Now Academy, a one-of-a-kind live event where Jim will personally teach you how to market and grow a more profitable business faster, even in a crappy economy. During this event, Jim will reveal how to create a million-dollar platform on a shoestring budget. You'll learn how to generate a ton of content with ease, how to attract a steady stream of new customers, and you'll also network with other successful marketers and entrepreneurs. This not-to-be-missed event is September 4th through the 6th in Philadelphia and will quite literally transform your business. Do not miss it. Get all the details and register today at www.dreambizacademy.com. That's www.dreambizacademy.com.
This is John Taffer from Bar Rescue, and you're listening to Stick Like Glue Radio.
Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Marketing and business building expert Jim Palmer, known internationally as the Newsletter Guru, is a serial entrepreneur, author, speaker, and coach to other entrepreneurs. Jim is the host of Newsletter Guru TV, a weekly web TV show featuring Jim's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice. Check it out today at www.newsletterguru.tv. Please welcome your host of Stick Like Glue Radio, Jim Palmer.
Well, hello there, everybody. Welcome to another great episode of Stick Like Glue Radio. This is the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. And those are always great things in your business. I am your host, Jim Palmer, your dream business coach, and I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. And I'm so excited about this week's show because my special guest is Ben Kruger. And let me tell you a little bit about Ben. He's the owner and founder of Authority Engine and creator of Small Business Podcasting, Podcasting Marketing Headquarters, and host of Authority Engine Podcasts, which is featured on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. He's probably best known around the water cooler, as we say, as the podcast marketing guy. And he has become really, folks, the go-to authority on how to market and position, cultivating and growing small businesses all through the power of podcast marketing. And Ben, he's not all business, though. Some of his fondest moments are hanging out with tigers at the sanctuaries in the northern mountains of Thailand, scuba diving in the Philippines, and catching an early morning surf session in Costa Rica. So Ben does not let any moss grow under his feet. And while running his podcasting service, education, and training empire, Ben has had the incredible opportunity to travel the world experiencing new cultures, languages, and sharing his growing expertise at events from Las Vegas to Bangkok. Ben has also had the privilege of being featured on Duct Tape Marketing, Boomer Business Owner, Tropical MBA, the Lifestyle Business Podcast, and Starting From Nothing, just to name a few. And he can be seen regularly in the podcasting space for interviews, speaking engagements, spreading the word about podcast marketing. And in full disclosure with my audience, Ben and I are friends, and he is a member of my Dream Business Mastermind and Coaching Program. So, Ben, I'm glad we finally connected, whatever part of the world you're in, and thanks for being my guest this week.
Well, I'm really excited to be on. I really appreciate you having me on the show, Jim. And I'm actually in Columbus, Ohio today, so nothing exactly too extravagant or exotic for today.
Yeah, my apologies to the people in Ohio, but that's not exactly one of the finest places compared to the other places that you've been to. It's a nice place to live, but compared to surfing in Costa Rica and all that, it's a little more subdued, we'll say. You know, Ben, one of the reasons I wanted to have you on my program is there are so many people who are out there talking about podcasting, what microphone do you want to have, what program do you want to edit with, and things like that. But you, like me, you're a marketing guy, so you totally get podcasting, but you approach it from a really different aspect, not the technical aspect. And so what I want you to talk about and help educate my audience is why it makes sense for entrepreneurs and small business owners to have a podcast. And, you know, as much time as we have for in this show, what are some of the best practices about launching and marketing a podcast? So why don't we start there? kind of a softball high across the plate. Why does it make sense for small business owners to create a podcast?
Absolutely. And I really love that you pointed out that, you know, there's a lot of people out there who are talking, you know, which mic do I use? What kind of software do I use? You know, do I use this podcast hosting or that podcast hosting? And really, when people are doing that, they're getting off on the wrong foot to start with. So what I really like to focus on, and specifically with Authority Engine and some of our brands and our services, is we focus specifically on how small businesses can use the power of podcast marketing to not only position their businesses and themselves as experts, as the go-to authorities in their space, but also to develop those long-term relationships with those their clients, with those listeners, so they can eventually become paying clients and customers. So really, that is our core approach here, is thinking about your business, your online quote-unquote platform, and how you want to position yourself and your business so that you can attract the exact type of target customer that you want in the long term, and then use the podcast to build, develop, and grow that relationship between you, the business owner, and the host, and the listener who's got the potential of being your paying client in the future. So it really comes back to nurturing the leads, getting yourself out there in front of the right people, and making sure that you have the opportunity to connect with those people, give them what they want, and then help them transition to a point where they're ready to be a paying customer for you and your business.
So let's unpack that a little bit, because I totally get what you're saying, but there could be people driving in their car right now or walking on the treadmill, and they're going, okay, I know what a podcast is. I've certainly heard. I mean, it's basically It's an audio file. It sounds like, and for all intent and purposes, it is a real radio show. But they're thinking, well, I don't do radio. Like, I sell heating and ventilation systems, or I'm a plumber or something like that. Mm-hmm. Why specifically, you know, unless they're thinking, well, should I have ad revenue or whatever? Let's talk about really why it makes sense and how a podcast can help attract new clients, customers, patients, no matter what you do.
Absolutely. So the one thing that I will contradict there a little bit, Jim, is I don't think that no matter what you do, podcasting is the answer. So
okay.
I'm gonna be the first one to step forward with that and say that in order for podcasting to be truly effective for you as a small business owner as a marketing tool, there should be some online component for your business. So it can work for smaller local businesses. However, you know, if you have some kind of an online component for your business, there's going to be much bigger effect to be had, and you're going to get a heck of a lot more benefit from it than the local cupcake maker, you know, in Des Moines, Iowa. So really, that's one thing that I want to be clear on, is when you have the opportunity to offer your products, services, education, whatever it is that you offer to a wider market, then podcasting is going to be much more helpful for you. That being said, if you are in a market like Austin, Texas, or, you know, a big city, podcasting can still pack a serious punch for you. So let me back up here and talk to what you asked, Jim. I know you were saying, you know, why would it be right for somebody? We all know as business owners that in order for someone to purchase our products or services, they need to know, like, and trust us as people, us as a business, and us as a brand. And particularly nowadays, where a lot of brands are becoming more personal-based or personality-based. So, you know, if you look at all of Jim's stuff, it's very much about who Jim is and the type of value that he can offer to help you in your life, even if it's a newsletter program, if it's a coaching program, whatever it may be, it's still very built off of who Jim is and the value that he offers. So what podcasting allows you to do, let's say you, for example, let's go back to the cupcake example here. Let's say you do run a small cupcake shop, but you also have a little bit of an online program to where people can sign up for your, you know, cupcake of the month program, let's say, to where you ship out a box of cupcakes to them every month. This is the perfect opportunity for somebody to get into podcasting and build that know, like, and trust factor, because it's going to do a couple things for you, Jim. Number one, it's going to get you in front of a new audience that hasn't necessarily heard of or know of you before. So you're going to have the opportunity to be exposed to a brand new audience. Number two, you're also going to give the people who already know about you another way to connect with you. And if you think about it, you know, blogging is great, and you can build a little bit of a relationship that way. Email is fantastic, and newsletters are fantastic, and you can continue that relationship there. But if you think of who you really connect with, and obviously you listen to Jim's podcast, so think about Jim's brand. Do you, when you read his emails, you get somewhat of a sense for who Jim is. When you, you know, read some of Jim's posts and some of his social media stuff, you get a sense of who Jim is. But when you listen to the podcast, you really get to understand who he is, how he relates to other people, whether or not he's a stand-up guy by the way that he talks and the way that he interacts with other folks. And you get to hear the tonality in his voice, his personality, how he conducts himself. And that really, in a big, big way, helps build that know, like, and trust factor beyond just words. So as powerful as words can be, the voice literally in somebody's earbuds when they're walking the dog or, you know, going to the gym or taking a jog can be really, really powerful.
You know, it's not just about who you are and what you know, but, you know, my podcast, for example, you know, I interview people every week because, you know, my goal is to help educate entrepreneurs and small business owners how to grow a more profitable business faster, and that counts for a lot more than just the things I know. So I you know, I'm a guy who's not afraid to bring on other experts. But that also, I mean, there really is a powerful lesson there. So if you're able to connect with really smart people and deliver some value, you get that whole power of association thing going. So I want to point that out, because if people are thinking, well, I don't want to have to prepare, I don't want to have to talk for half an hour every week or something, you don't have to. You just got to, you know, you can interview some people too. But Ben, what are some of the ways that – oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to jump in there with one quick point that I really like, and you said – you know, you can bring in guests and experts in their specific fields. Well, if you think about it from a somewhat selfish standpoint, this is almost one of the best opportunities there is out there to connect with some of the leaders in your industry or some of the bigger names in your industry that you would otherwise maybe not have a good reason to reach out to them or have a phone conversation with them. So it's essentially, you know, you can reach out to them with something that benefits them in order to hop on the phone with them and talk about their most valuable experiences, their most valuable expertise for 45 minutes, whereas you would never be able to, like, call somebody up and say, hey, do you want to talk for 45 minutes on your latest strategies and tactics? So it's a great way to kind of get that knowledge as well as build those connections with some of the bigger players in your industry.
Yeah. So let's talk about how do you grow an audience once, let's say people are, okay, this all makes sense. I want to start a podcast. I know I'm going to interview some people or share some good content. How do you go about really getting some traction and building an audience?
That's a great question. And it really comes back to, you know, a lot of people are looking for kind of that magic button. There are some easier ways to do it, but nothing is going to be, you know, start it and just sit back and just watch your numbers skyrocket. So what I want people to keep in mind is that podcasting is a bit of a long-term positioning strategy. It's not something that, you know, if you launch a podcast tomorrow, you're going to see the sales numbers start, you know, blowing up. That being said, how you want to build your show and build kind of your audience base is when you go live with your show, number one, you want to make sure that you're very strategic about how you create and launch your show. it should be well thought out for how you position your show, what your calls to action are at the end of the show. So you'll see at the end of this episode, you'll hear in Jim's outro, the next step for you as the listener to take to build that relationship with him. And usually that's some kind of a free opt-in offer or something like that. But what I'm saying is you want to be sure that you're very strategic about how you go about your podcasting in the first place. So that's number one. But when it gets to getting people on your or getting people listening to your show, downloading your show, there's a number of ways. Very first off, it's going live with a bit of a launch strategy so that you're not just going live to crickets and only your existing audience. A couple of ways you can do that. You can run some little mini contests and giveaways for people who rate, review, and subscribe to your show in iTunes, which is the number one way people will engage with your content as a podcaster. But even more simple than that is, and this is the strategy that we have a lot of our done-for-you service clients use that has paid big dividends for them, is think about your market. Think about some of the other communities in your marketplace. So whether that's Facebook groups, LinkedIn groups, forums, paid membership sites, anywhere where people congregate, or newsletters in that same target market, so people who would be good target listeners for your show. And this works really well for those groups that have a leader of some sort. So somebody that runs that Facebook group, somebody that owns the paid membership forum. And you can reach out to them personally via email or pick up the phone and give them a call. You know, it's a digital age, but we're still allowed to talk to people. And all you have to do really is talk to them and say, you know, hey, just wanted to let you know we're going live with this podcast because we've noticed in our industry we're missing this, this, and this. And with this podcast, we're really hoping to provide this type of value to the listener. So obviously for your business and for your market, it's going to be different. But you want to position it as something that's going to help aid the market and the industry as a whole. And you simply say, you know, if you feel like this is a good fit for your audience, we'd be thrilled if you shared it. If not, no worries. Thanks. And in doing that, Jim, instead of going into their Facebook group and posting it yourself, you give the leader the opportunity to see whether or not they think that your podcast is going to be of value to their listenership or their group. And if so, when they recommend your show, it's going to be so much more powerful than you going in there as just a member or as an outsider and saying, you know, hey, check out the show, versus directly approaching whoever leads or runs that organization. And when they recommend it from the top down, you'd be surprised how much engagement you can get really quickly.
Yeah. You know, I'm also a believer that one is the loneliest number. So the podcast is never the only thing you're going to do. So if people, you know, if people that follow me for a while, you know, I do the podcast, I do weekly videos, I do my newsletters, I do social media, I'm promoting everything in every episode. So like say at the beginning and end of this podcast, you hear me talk about Newsletter Guru TV on my weekly video show, Newsletter Guru TV. I'm always talking about Stick Like Glue Radio. On every weekly newsletter, at the top of the newsletter, I promote both weekly episodes, podcast, and video. So everything's always cross-promoting, right? Because people like to consume information in different ways. So it doesn't have to grow just by itself, you know what I mean, by word of mouth, although that's a good way
to do it. Of course, of course. And, you know, you have your original audience, so whoever's already following you, whether it's from your TV show, from your newsletter, from whatever, that you can market to, and you can also, you know, with reaching out to anybody that you have on as a guest, you know, you can always encourage them to share it with their audience, which I absolutely know is a very powerful technique, particularly if that guest has a pretty big following themselves. So there's a lot of ways to go about it. The one where you directly contact leaders is one I've just seen really big results from with the minimal amount of input.
Absolutely. Hey, Ben, what about content? How do people prepare to deliver good content every single week? Is it simply a matter of connecting with, you know, good guests, or do you plan things out in advance? Like, what's that look like, the whole content portion of this?
Yeah, what I recommend is for your brand, for your business, come up with five categories of content that all answer a very specific question that your audience asks. So, you know, for Jim, it might be, how do I get, like, what are my first steps? Maybe a category. How do I do content marketing? Maybe a category. You know, how do I do sales? Maybe a category. It really depends on, you know, kind of what questions your target market is asking, and kind of build five categories of content based around that. And then when you are thinking about doing content, whether it's interview guests or whether it's you coming up with your own content and doing it that way, you can always have those five categories in front of you and think, okay, so we've done these two lately. Let's do one under the category of how to grow your sales numbers. And so it really helps you keep your content so that, number one, it's always going to be really interesting and helpful for your listenership. But number two, it helps you make sure that you rotate it among a couple of different topics so you're not just hounding the same points over and over and leaving other parts to the wayside.
Yeah, good one. I think I got time for maybe one more question here. suppose you get your podcast started and you're getting a little traction, you're getting comfortable with the whole, you know, producing it, recording it, you're getting comfortable with reaching out and, you know, scoring some guests and stuff. What's the next level? How do you start sounding like a pro? Because, I mean, we all have to get our sea legs, you know. So what are maybe one or two tips on how to kick it up a level after you get going?
Absolutely. And so if you're, like Jim said, if you're kind of cruising, you're at, you know, you're live, you're really trying to make that next step, one of the strategies that works really well is to find other podcasts in your market that you can actually be interviewed on. So, you know, there's a couple of ways to go about it, but this one is really effective because these potential listeners are already going to be listening to other podcasts. They already are familiar with the platform of podcasting, so you don't have to convert them to, you know, podcast listeners now. You just have to put them onto your show. And if you have any level of expertise or speciality in your industry, it's very, very easy and advantageous for you to get on other podcasts, particularly when they're regularly interview podcasts, to share that expertise, because you'll always position yourself when you reach out. You know, you can reach out to the podcast host and just let them know, hey, just want to let you know, next couple of weeks I've actually got had some time free up, and I'd be really excited to come on your show or to share with your audience what I learned about how people can X, X, and X. You know, if you think this is something your audience would love, give me a shout and we can line up a time. So it's always positioned as, how can this benefit your audience, or will this be a benefit to your audience? Do you believe this will be the best thing for your audience? And if so, I'd be thrilled. If not, no worries. So it's never a pushy sales pitch. It's always trying to add value where you can.
That's awesome. Hey, this, as I predicted, this interview in this half hour has flown by. Ben, how can people learn more about you? I know you got a bunch of websites. You got a lot of different done-for-you services. What's a good way for people to connect with you?
We do have quite a bit going on. The main spot you can find me is authorityengine.com. There's a contact and about page there, which has all my goodies. And we do have some done-for-you services in the launch space, as well as the ongoing editing and production space. And you can find all the information about that stuff there at Authority Engine. We'll keep it very simple and straightforward with one answer for you.
Well, that's awesome. Well, you're a good guy. You get my highest recommendation. So, folks, if you want to get some good info, get some help from an expert who knows how to do it and get you going fast, I would contact Ben. Thank you very much, Ben. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you, Jim. Excited to be on and really happy I could just come and share some of what I've learned.
Awesome. Hey, folks, that wraps up this very special episode of Stick Like Glue Radio with Ben Kruger. Stick Like Glue Radio is the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. I'm your host, Jim Palmer, your dream business coach. I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. Watch for another great episode of Stick Like Glue Radio next week. Until then, keep taking action, keep moving forward, and don't ever, ever, ever give up. Now go out there and do something nice for somebody today. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Stick Like Glue Radio features Jim Palmer's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice for action-oriented entrepreneurs. To make sure you don't miss a single profit-boosting show, subscribe to this podcast at www.getjimpalmer.com. If you know other entrepreneurs looking for the fastest way to higher profits in their business, please tell them about the Stick Like Glue Radio podcast. Now go and implement what you've learned and boost your profits. See you next week for more Stick Like Glue Radio.